the Missouri State Journal, a weekly program keeping you in touch with Missouri State University.
People's growing preference for sustainable, healthier foods is causing a huge growth in the plant-based food market. In 2021, Bloomberg Intelligence produced a report called Plant-Based Foods Poised for Explosive Growth. It valued the plant-based food market at $29.4 billion in 2020 and predicted that number will exceed $162 billion within the next decade. I'm Emily Yip. Joining me today to shed more light about plant-based diets is registered dietitian Natalie Allen. She's also a clinical assistant professor in the Department of Public Health and Sports Medicine at Missouri State University.
Plant-based diet is a general term. There's subcategories of a plant-based diet, but generally it's eating a vegetarian way. Some people will choose to be completely plant-based, which would be more of a vegan pathway, where they don't eat any animal products at all, including honey or dairy or anything like that. Other people may say I'm plant-based, meaning they're not going to eat meat products.
This type of diet offers some key benefits.
Done the right way, plant-based diets can be very healthy. There's a couple of things that we know plant-based diets help with health-wise. One of them is cardiovascular health. Heart disease is a number one killer in America, and so doing things that can help your heart is beneficial. Eating a plant-based diet has been proven to be good for your heart. It also can be useful in people who maybe have an inflammatory process going on in their body and they want to reduce inflammation. Foods that are on a plant-based diet, typically like tofu or soybeans, can help decrease inflammation. So autoimmune disorders, people who have a history of high blood pressure, strokes might benefit from the plant-based diet. There's also evidence to show that people who eat plant-based have a lower risk for certain types of cancers. And part of that is because foods that are plant-based have more fiber. And by eating more fiber, we know that you reduce your risk, for example, of colon cancer.
What's important to keep in mind when following a plant-based diet?
Most definitely with a plant-based diet, you have to plan and look at what you're eating. This is not a ticket to eat all junk food or a lot of starchy carbohydrates that don't have nutrition. I always tell people I talk to, if you're going to follow a plant-based diet, you need to like beans and legumes. You need to like vegetables and fruits. Those are the base. When you are eliminating food groups, that's okay, but how are you going to get that nutrition in the plant-based situation? So for example, protein. We need protein in our diet. You can get protein in other ways, but you're going to have to eat things like tempeh or tofu or edamame. Or maybe you want to be plant-based, but you'll also eat dairy foods. And if you do that, then that dairy is a good source of the protein. Also on a plant-based diet, a lot of people for the protein eat nuts and peanut butter or nut butters. Those have a lot of nutrition and nutrients you might typically find in a meat source. The other thing is vitamin B12 is typically in animal products. So when you're eliminating animal products, you need to probably either supplement with B12 or look at ways to get it in the diet in other ways. Honestly, though, it's not super easy to get B12 without animal products. You can, but it's a little bit of an effort. The other thing, if you're going to be plant-based, that we need to look at is in children that are growing, how are they going to get the nutrients they need for growth? So iron, calcium, the B12, and the protein. If they're going to eat products like eggs and milk in addition to the plant-based products, that's probably a pretty well-balanced diet. If those are going to be eliminated as well, then we're going to have to look at potentially supplementing or just really being on top of your game. Looking every meal, do I have a plant-based protein in here? For example, if you're eating a salad, add beans to it, add chickpeas. Make your snacks have protein in them. So your snack might be a big spoonful of almond butter on an apple. Those are ways that you could add protein and make sure you're still getting that for your plant-based needs. Generally, plant-based diets are very nutritious. The bottom line is, look at, are you getting color? Are you eating fruits and veggies? And are you getting protein sources?
For those interested in trying out this diet, Ellen has this advice.
Start small. You might want to say, okay, on Mondays, we're going to have meatless Mondays in our house. And that night, we're going to eat a dinner that is a vegetarian or plant-based dinner. And then experiment. Try quinoa. Try roasting different beans different ways. Try some of the meat alternative products that are out there on the market. get your recipe repertoire built up, then you can move on to doing it maybe every dinner. Then once you feel comfortable, dive in all the way and go for it.
That was registered dietitian Natalie Allen from Missouri State. I'm Emily Yip for the Missouri State Journal.
For more information, contact the Office of Strategic Communication at 417-836-6397. The Missouri State Journal is available online at ksmu.org.